Hey, but isn't my favorite buddy? What are those? The reports? Oh, thank God. Maybe now I'll be able to get home early. What's this? What the hell is this? Where are you going? I didn't give you fucking permission to leave. Sit down. Sit the fuck down. I am still your superior, remember? What is this drivel? Stop it. Stop it right now. Turn around and face me. Face me, you fucking little coward. Oh, so you're man enough to do it, but you're not man enough to face up to what you did? Look at me. Fucking look at me. Why would you write this? What were you thinking? He did what? Oh, is that all? What, you think that I didn't know? Of course I knew. We talk about everything. Yeah, we even had a good laugh about it over a beer. All right, you want me to say it? I'll say it. Did I know that he told you that I was interested in you? Yeah, I told him to. It was a kindness, you know? Throwing you a bone. Like a dog. Because that's what you are. Yeah, sure, I like you as a person. You're decent enough company, I guess, but sweetheart, you're a total simp. I mean, you didn't actually think that I was serious, right? You didn't think that I would actually go for someone like you. What else did you write? Oh, he told you to go after me. Yeah, I know. What, do you think I'm fucking blind? As if going way out of your league isn't stapled to your fucking forehead. He is everything to me. Do you get that? He's my better half. We complete each other. Whatever my baby wants, my baby gets. So if this little game, you throwing your pathetic self at me and me rejecting you didn't. Honest fucking hell. Not only that you desired me, but that you would never have me. I'd be lying. In fact, it's probably been the best fucking sex we've had in weeks. I should thank you for that, really. It got me so turned on. I was. Oh, every time I was getting to put you down and remind you of just how unlovable you truly are. How unworthy you are of, well, me. What can I say? I thought you'd quit actually by now, but God, you're determined. I mean, again, I really should be more grateful. I some of the best fucking orgasms of my life, if I'm being honest. Yeah. After getting over the initial shock, kind of hot. The fact that he would go to such lengths just to flatter me, to test me, to allow me the chance to prove myself to him again and again that I am his alone. That is love, sweetheart. That's real love. Something that you'll quite frankly never really know about. I mean, not with that sorry excuse of a face. Oh, especially not with the look of every time I rejected your advances. It's honestly, sweetheart, you look like you just got kicked like a little puppy. Oh, it was like stealing candy from a baby. So fucking easy. And then he would take you out to drinks to console you. Oh God, and when he got home, coming back to tell me your pathetic little sob story, and how you were trying so hard with your sorry excuse poems and your cute little drawings to get me to notice you. Dude, just take the fucking hint. No one wants a romantic. Then again, who would ever want you, anyways? He told you that you. Fuck, you really are delusional, sweetie. Worthy of me? We would end up together? Really? Oh, yeah, sure, I believe you. That's just bullshit, sweetie. No. Don't get up. You know? Actually, maybe for a pity fuck, yeah? I mean, there's something salvageable behind whatever this hideousness is. There has to be. I mean, it's not like you were born with the right equipment, right? Yeah. Oh, that audio he accidentally sent you of us? I know. Another feather for your cap. I thought you would like it. It's okay. Don't cry. Don't cry. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, you're not crying. You're hiding. Is that a bulge in your pants? Don't move away. Let me see it. Let me feel it with my foot. Holy fuck. Oh, sweetheart, you are as hard as a fucking rock. Oh, don't tell me you got hard listening to us. You fucking little pervert. You dirty, dirty boy. Oh, you did, didn't you? Admit it. I underestimated you. Maybe you're kinkier than I thought. What is it they say? It's always the fucking quiet ones. Did it turn you on to hear me beg for him to go harder? For me to whimper and moan? For me to come for him? To scream his name? To make me beg him to make me scream? Did you cream your little pants? Oh. Wank yourself raw listening to it over and over again, you disgusting little freak. Is that why you can't look at me? Why you were leaving me this? What the hell is this supposed to be? A goodbye letter? Oh, sweetheart, but. Oh, well, we're not done yet. You're my toy. In fact, you're one of my favorite toys. And the game doesn't end until I say it does. You have one more purpose to serve, one more bone for the poor, pathetic dog begging for scraps. Honey, you can come in now. Don't shy away. You've been staring at him for weeks. Don't fucking try to deny it. Every time we went out for coffee, every time we went to work out, I saw the way your eyes lingered over him. I actually thought you were half in love with him, if I'm gonna be honest. What? Were you just trying to see what it is that I find so fucking irresistible? I mean, aside from the gorgeous locks, that ass, so hard you could toss a coin off it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You should see what he does with those thighs and those abs. Oh my God. And those strong, firm arms. Oh. And, well, I guess technically you can see how, just how hard he can get for me. Oh, come on. Look at perfection. Isn't it mouth-watering? Such a beautiful cock. so hard and ready, so hot for me. It's my fault, really. That was a terrible tease all afternoon, just telling him about... Well, ever since I suggested this little rendezvous. You know, one last get-together as old friends. I thought that would be fun. And I edged him on, telling him about you. How the thought of you fantasizing over me for weeks just... I don't know, is this what the frog feels when it gets to lick the fly? What a mountain must feel when somebody dares to reach the top. Thinking that somehow it actually managed to conquer it. But in the end, it didn't realize just how much of a slave it still was to it. When I got that little laugh, while he was reading your paltry little poems, what was it that you said? When I come, I scream your name so hard, it reverberates around the world. Like a song that I'll never forget. Oh, this is so fucking cute. Yeah. But it got me thinking. I kind of want to hear that firsthand, you know? I mean, that is if you weren't just talking chicken shit. Just how hard do you scream when you come? When you come for me? And that's why I came dressed for the occasion. Or rather, undressed. Do you like my lacy bra and matching panties? Nice, round, spankable ass. Oh, stop it! I wasn't ready! Oh, yes, sir. I know. He's so bad. He just can't keep his hands off me when he's close. That's why I love him. I know, sir. This is all yours. He doesn't get to touch, and he won't, I promise. You see, he and I made a little bet. You can stay here and touch yourself while we fuck. Really fuck here against the desk. Oh, don't tell me you don't want to. Not from the way your cock twitched at the sight of my perfect breasts. It's just straining in there. You really should let it out. Here, let me help you. Oh, baby, is that all for me? Not as big as I'm used to, but I gotta say, you may not have a face. You may have a face that sunk 1,000 ships, but your cock certainly could manage the sail. If you get my drift. Come on. Don't be such a prude. Stay and watch. Who knows? Maybe I'll actually stop pining away uselessly and actually learn something. While I sit back against the wood and my gorgeous sir enters me. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, even on a secret. I'm not allowed to come. Not yet. You've been saving myself all fucking week. Getting teased and played with every night. For him. Because he told me that I wasn't allowed to come. Until you do. God, it's so hard not to. I'm so fucking wet. No, sir, I promise I won't come until he does. You want to see me come, don't you, sweetheart? Well, then, come on, don't be mean. Just start stroking that cock. Start touching your thick, fat cock while he pumps in and out of me. Oh, yes, I feel so good. Oh, can you see the way my nipples are poking out while he squeezes them? And pitches, oh, twisting them tight. Go deeper. Please, sir, go deep. Go falls fucking deep inside me. Oh, God, I've been playing with myself all day, thinking about you. No, not you, my love. I'm sorry. Him. Yes, you. Imagining that rigid and erect cock while you listened to us playing with yourself at the image of me, wanting me so desperately, thinking you could have me. Oh God, you would actually mean something more to me, maybe even be something more to me than a friend, just because, oh, we share a meaningful connection just because we care about one another. Oh, newsflash, sweetheart. Whoever said I cared about you, even if you cared about me, you pathetic waste of space. You have no idea. There's just something so primal about it, you know? Not being seen for my intellect or my amazing oral skills. Not the things I can do, not the things I do day in and day out, but just as the pathetic fantasies that you entertain, using me as the object of your desire. A fucking goddess on a pedestal that you couldn't touch if you fucking tried. A perfect little fleshlight while I am used. Used against the desk by my sir. My ass slapping against the wood. It's so hard in the veins of your cock. Me licking my lips at the side as they pop out like vines among the fields. I'll stroke faster. Please swirl your tongue. Oh, you can't, can you? Only I can. Well, you should see the things I can do with my mouth when I'm properly motivated. But swirl your thumb against the head. God, it looks so good. Pulsing so hard in your hand. God, I want to taste it. I could wrap my lips so easily around it. I'm used to so much bigger. So much harder. Oh, I could suck on it like candy. Oh, fucking day. Take it all the way down my tight little throat, drooling for you while you pound into me and feed me with your cum. God, I'm starving for a taste. Keep stroking. Imagine my tongue working magic along your length while I rake my nails down his back, digging in firmly so I can wrap my legs around him more tightly, all while I pull him in. Oh, and bite him. So he'll take me harder, harder than I was comfortable, because I love the fucking pain. I love it so much because I handle it so fucking well. This is just a fucking entree. This isn't close to what I can handle. I can take so much more. On my back, on my knees, upside down, Any position, any time, any place that he wants me, I'm his. And I'm so close, I'm so fucking close. And he is the one in control, he is the one who chooses to let me come. And he reminds me of this when he bites all my nipples to keep me from coming. While he spanks me so fucking hard. Oh, please, please, please stop, sir. Please, 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 please let me come. Please, please, sir, please come deep inside me. Oh God, I need you. I need you to please fill me with my cunt. Yes, it hurts, but it hurts so good. I can take it. I can take it. Please, please, please. I've been so good. Please, please let me come. Please let me come. Yes, yes, I know, I know. You disgusting little wretch. Watching, doing nothing, but standing there like a pathetic little perv. I want you to bathe me in your cum. Come closer and bathe me in your fucking cum. Drip all over me. Come for me. Just fucking come for me. Oh, 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 yes. Oh, yes. Lord, oh, that load feels amazing. Oh, God, sir, that feels so good. I need more, so much more. Oh, God, dripping with your cum is ecstasy, but not with you. Show's over, dweeb. Get out. You heard me. Get out. I didn't tell you to take your clothes. Leave them. You heard me. I'm keeping them. A little souvenir to make up for wasting our time, embarrassing our desires on the likes of you. I want everyone out there in the office to see what a pitiable pervert that you really are. I want you to have to wait until you get home to clean up, so you can feel the cum dripping down your cock turn cold. Remembering that you got turned on by your so-called rival, taking the woman that you want so badly, but that you'll never get to have. Get out, friend. Oh, and take your letter with you. The one detailing his so-called transgressions. The things that hurt you, that really, really hurt you so badly. Oh. Listen carefully, friend. Because I want you to remember this. I don't want you to just remember this today. I want you to remember this in 50 years from now. I want you to remember this on your fucking deathbed. Every fucking word. In case you ever have any doubts of my position on this matter, I don't care. I have never, not once, cared, and I never will. I don't care that you were hurt. I don't care about what he did to you. I don't care that he lied to you. I don't care if he so-called manipulated you. I don't give a shit about what he did to you. He is everything to me. Do you understand that? Everything. And you? You are nothing. Less than nothing, sweetheart. Nothing you ever say or do will ever change that. I love him, and you, you're just an ego stroke. You mean nothing to me. Of course we're still friends. Just because I don't care about your feelings doesn't mean we're not friends. Now leave. Before my boyfriend makes sure you become painfully aware of the door. Don't let it hit on your way out. Oh, and same time next week? Yeah, bring the cake with you. You know how well that goes with tea. Have fun jacking off to the memory of this, loser. As for you, baby. Oh, I'm sorry, I know, sir. I know I took too long. Just had to get rid of the trash, that's all. Now, baby, are you ready for round two? Thought so.